Okay, we're starting with Chaf Aminala, four lines down from the two dots. Amalei Rav Papa Labai, Maishno Rishon Rizrach Shulaniso, Aishno Anon, Dolomis Rach Shulaniso. Rav Papa asked Abai the question. He said, why did the original generations, they had miracles happen for them all the time, the first generations of the Amoraim and then the Tanaim? And by us, we don't have those miracles. If it's because we don't learn as much. Mishnei Rav Yehuda Kulu Tanu Ben Ezekin Hava. If you look at the years of Rabbi Yehuda, everybody used to learn Nezikin. We're learning six different Siddurim of Shias. The Kiavamati, Rabbi Yehuda, Uksan, when Rabbi Yehuda, one of our old Rabbeim, but Uksan, when he got to Uktan, which is the last Masechta and Shas, a woman that pickles vegetables in a kedera, in a pot, or olives that they pickled inside their leaves, Tahorim, they're all considered Tahor. Amravai is a Rav Shmuel, he questions Rav Shmuel, but he didn't know the Sugyos. We have 13 yeshivas learning Uksan. If when Rav Yehuda would take off one of his shoes, the rain would come down. But we were painting ourselves, we're screaming out loud, and nobody listens to us. What's the difference that by Rav Yehuda, the rain would come, and by us not? So it's funny, because this is Rav Papa, what he said to Abaye, right? This really is a statement of Rava in the Gemara and Tainus and Sanhedrin. It's interesting that Rav Papa asked it to Abaye. Amarle, Abaye said back, Kamoi hav kamasu nefshayu kedush Hashem. The original ones, they used to be Moser Nefesh on Kiddush Hashem. Anulamasu nefshayu kiddush Hashem. We're not Moser Nefesh on Kiddush Hashem. And if because we're not Moser Nefesh, therefore we don't get those miracles. Gyad Rav Adabrava, like Rav Adabrava, for example. Chosila hu kusis dava levisha karbalasa b'shuka. He saw a non-Jewish lady that's wearing a red cloak in the shuk. Karbalasa is a beged adom. On the side of the Gemara, he's wearing something. Karbalasa is called the comb of a rooster, the red comb. She was wearing a red dress. So about Bas Yisrael, he thought she was a Bas Yisrael and it was inappropriate. Come Karamine, so he tore it off. He gully most of the kusis. It turns out that it was a kusis. So he embarrassed her, right? Because it was, obviously, it was something that she shouldn't have been wearing, but it was embarrassing that her clothes were off. Shamu Barba Miyazuz, they evaluated the embarrassment at 400 Zuz. Amalei Mashimcha, he said, Mashmech, what's your name? Amalei Matun, she said, my name is Matun. Amalei Matun, Matun, Arba Miyazuz, Shabya. Matun, Matun is worth 400. Some say because it was a play on words, Masayim, Masayim, 200 and 200 is 400. Others say it's Matun isn't slowly. If I would have been slower, I wouldn't have spent 400 Zuz altogether. Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol was a great, great tzaddik. Havaragel de Havaka Azov Yosef Asharitvila. He used to sit right by the gates of the mikvah. Amel hu. Hachativil. He would tell the women how to go to the mikvah. Amel Ravana, look up. Are you not afraid of the Yetzirah? How you're looking at these women as they're going to the mikvah. How are you not being taken over by Yetzirah? Amel hu. Dami abapoy kikaki chivri. To me, they're like white geese. If you have a problem, those would be Asher. But for me, it's not a problem. We have a very similar Gemara in Ksuvis to Gemara like this. Rabbi Yochanan Avaragel to Havaka Ozu Yasav Ashar Tvila. Rabbi Yochanan did this as well. He sat by the gates of the Tvila. Malki Salkum Benos Yisrael Vasim Tvila. When the Benos Yisrael get up from their Tvila, Mistaklam Bi, they'll look at me. Ben Haveluzar to Shapiri Kavasi. Then they'll have children that are very beautiful like me. So Rabbi Yochanan did not have a problem of seeing them. That's why it didn't say, are you not afraid of the Yitzhar? He wasn't afraid of the Yitzhar because he couldn't see them because his eyelashes, eyebrows were too big, as it says in Bava Kama Kuf Yad Zayin. But he had a problem that isn't this Amri Le Rabbanu Lokam Yisvim Arma Yin Abisha? Are you afraid of Ayin Hara? They're going to look at you. They're going to think they're going to want to have beautiful children like you. Isn't that an Ayin Hara? People think terribly of him. Who? Mizardi Yosef Kazin, I come from the children of Yosef, the Lushotav Ein Abisha, there is no Ayin Hara by the children of Yosef, Duxi Ben Parasol. Oh, Yosef, he's a beautiful child, Yosef Ben Parasol Ayin. Beautiful child upon the eye, Rabbi Yavo, I'll take Ali Ayin, Ela Ole Ayin, upon the eye, going into the eye. We're above Ayin Hara, Rabbi Yosef, Rechini, Amami Halcha, Vigal, the Lord, Bekavar Aretz, they will be fruitful and multiply in the midst of the land, Madagon Shabiyam, Ayin Machasim, Ayin Hara Shalatzvam, just like the fish of the sea, the water covers up them, and Ayin Hara isn't sholed upon them. Absar Shayos, so to Ephraim and Manasseh, who got this brach of Vigal, the Lord, Bekavar Aretz, Ayin Hara Shalatzvam, Bibai Sema, Ayin Shal, Ratzel, Zumi, Mashayin Shalom, the eye of Yosef that did not want to sustain, take any sustenance from something that wasn't his, and Ayin Hara shall let his bow. Ayin Hara would not be sholit on him. That's the end of the Gemara Chafim and Aleph Mishnah. So we say women, slaves, and kids are patur mikriyas shma. And on the days, it says minatfilin, minatfilin. From tefillin, from kriyas shma and tefillin. But they're chayiv to daven shmona esrei, right? to have mezuzah on their houses and benching. Kriyat Shema Peshitta. We understand. It's a Seder Shatzman Grama. V'chon Seder Shatzman Grama. Menashim Peturos. It's to say that's time-bound, right? And that women are patur. And so Maharit Mechov Yisba Malchus Shemayim. Because it is Malchus Shemayim, they should be chayiv in Ekam Hashmala. Nope. It's time-bound. They're patur. Minut Zelam Peshitta. Obviously, right? It's also, it's Tefillin is Mitzvah Seder Shatzman Grama. Maharit Mechov Yisba Shem Mezuzah. I would have thought since it's comparable to mezuzah, maybe it should be like mezuzah. If they're chayiv mezuzah, they're chayiv in Tefillin, Ekam Hashmala. Chayiv Mitzvah Derachmin. Well, that's mercy. Ma'od Detema. I would have thought whole ksiba erevok of tzarim, since it says evening, morning, and afternoon. Kmitzas sheis mangrama dami. It's like a mitzvah sheis mangrama dami. Kamash malon. Mitzvahs of pshita. Obviously, they're chayiv. Ma'od Detema. Whole viyiskush Talmud Torah, since it's compared to Talmud Torah, they're not chayiv, and so kamash malon. Verchazu mazon pshita. Obviously, they're chayiv in benching. Ma'od Detema. Whole ksiba seis hashem lechem erev baser lechov lechem bagul l'sova. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them the evening meat to eat and the morning bread to sustain themselves. Kmitzas sheis mangrama dami. It's like a mitzvah sheis mangrama. Come on, no, that's not a mitzvah. Rav Arava says that women are chayiv in kiddush of the day, meaning on Shabbos, as a deal right on my mitzvah. Who? Wait a second, kiddush is for sure a time bound mitzvah. You're right, it's only mitzvah. Only Rav of Haldivar Torah Kamar. No. Rav Arava said Davar Torah to the deal right. Old Kol mitzvah chayivinu mitzvah. All mitzvah should be chayiv mitzvah. Why would kiddush be any different? Alam Rava says. It says the word Zachor and Shomer when it comes to Shabbos. Anybody who is chayiv in Shmira of Shabbos, in other words, cannot do any of the Lavin, is involved in the Zechira of Shabbos, is chayiv in Zachor as Yom Shabbos, which is Kiddush. That's how women are chayiv in Kiddush. Ravina said to Rav, Nashim Brichos Mazon Del Raisa to Rabbanon. We already said the women are chayiv in benching. Fine. Is that Del Raisa or is that the Rabbanon? Am I an Afghan? You know what's the difference? Nafuki Rabbi Dechavazon to be Motzi, the Rabbi Dechavazon Del Chiyav Yamar, to Del Raisa, if you can say Del Raisa, also Del Raisa, Mapik Del Raisa, then I understand that Del Raisa could be Motzi, another Del Raisa, and that totally makes sense, which is why they could be Motzi somebody else. Fine. But Yamarta Durabanan Havish Enocha Mahuividavar, Hoshin Mahuividavar, Eno Moti, so Rabbi Dechavasan. That means they're not Chayiv Midoraisa. If they're not Chayiv Midoraisa, then they can't be Moti anybody else. So that's our question. Is it Dioraisa Durabanan? Can they be Moti anybody else or not? My. Toshma, Abem Zamru, here's the truth. This is what they said. Bem Varachla of the Vebem Varachla Rabbavishma Rechzbala. A child can make benching for his father, and an Eved could do so for his master, and a woman could do so for her husband. Avam Rechamitavu Me'era La'adam She'ishtavu Varachla. It should be cursed. It's a curse for a person, for his wife and his kids to be benched for him. How does he not know it, but his wife and kids know it? That's ridiculous. Well, then a woman and a child could be mapping a del raisa of the husband or the father. How could a durabanan be motzi a del raisa? So wait, that makes no sense. What about what you just said? A katan is a chayiv. So how in the world could a katan ever be motzi somebody who's older than him? Must be that the guy ate a shir durabanan. Therefore, the woman or the child could be motzi, because a durabanan could be motzi a durabanan, but you will never have a del raisa be motzi. So that's that. So two dots. Darish Rav Avira Zimna Amal Mishmed Rabbi Ami Zimna Amal Mishmed Rabbi Yas. Rav Avira Darshan. Sometimes he said in the name of Rabbi Ami. Sometimes the name of Rabbi Yas. Amar Malchay Shos from the Akadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said in front of Akadosh Baruch Hu. Banu Shalom Kasu B'Torah Sechah Shalisa Fanu Lichal Sheched. It says in your Torah that you never lift up your face and you do not take any bribes. Haluata Neisei Fanu Lisrael. But don't you show favor to the Jews? He should lift his face to you, meaning he should show you favor. So I thought Akadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show favor. Amal Ham Nichilosa Fanu. So how could I not? I wrote in the Torah that you should bench, you should eat, you should be satisfied, and then you bench. They don't do it until Sevilla. They do it until the amount of a kezias or a beya, and that's it. They go ahead and they machayiv themselves in benching. So therefore, because they're able to do something, lifnim yishur zedin, so to speak, I'm going to do lifnim yishur zedin, and I'm going to show them extra masa panim. I don't give masa panim for free, but if somebody does something for me, then I'm willing to do something back for them. That's all Kodesh Baruch Hu answers that question. And that's why it's so important to bench. Mishnah. Brand new Mishnah on the bottom of Chafam Abeis. Balkari, Mahar Beliva in a Mavarach Lohanevalacharah. A Balkari is somebody who had Mshikva Zera. So he can think brachos in his heart. This is how we're paskining in the Mishnah right now, but this isn't how we actually paskin. He can do Kriyashma in his heart, but he does not make the brachos before or after Kriyashma. Vala Mazom, but when it comes to benching, Mavarach Lachrav, he does bench after eating food. In a Mavarach Lohanev, he doesn't make the brachos in front of him. So seemingly, Dil Rices you do. That's Kriyashma. But you don't don't do Durabanans. The problem is that in the beginning it says Maharhir Belibo, that you think Kriya Shema to your heart. So the Gemara is going to ask, why is that any different? Rabbi Yehuda Imam, Barakhlim Kanim Acharim. Rabbi Yehuda says you could do everything. Amar Avinu, Zosimar's Hira Kedivor Dami. It must be the hero is like Divor. Yisakadai Lab Kedivor Dami Lamaharhir. If you think it's not like Divor, then why would he bother thinking it? There's no point in thinking it in the first place. It must be that it's like Divor. Alamai Hira Kedivor Dami. Wait a second. If Hira is Kedivor, Yotzi Bisvasov, then why doesn't he just bench out loud? You should just go ahead and bench out loud, and that should be good enough. What's going on here? So we say Ke'ashkon B'Sinai, we say no, like we find on Har Sinai, therefore just what we would say in Har Sinai, that people separated from their wives, is Altik Shol Isha, and we decided that there was going to make a tefillah right over here, so to over here we're going to say there's something a little bit different. We're willing to do something a little bit different, and that's that. So it works. So here her works. Rachis Amar here like Kedibur. Here is not like Kedibur. He's talking about here Kedibur Dami Yosef is also, because if it was like Kedibur, you should go ahead and mention with your lips. Alamai here Kalav Kedibur Dami. Wait a second. So here is not like Kedibur. Lamamara, then why bother doing it if it doesn't do anything anyway? And Rabbi Elazar Kedishuli Kolov Moskavov Hu Yosef Batol. So it doesn't look like everybody else is doing something, right? And you're doing absolutely nothing. So we. Okay, Menigos Pirkahuina. So wait a second. So why don't we just say, why don't do something else? If you can't do that, you can't do Kriya Shema. So you should learn something else entirely. You want to do something that the rest of the Tibur is doing something with. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, you don't want to be the whole world being Osek and Kriya Shema, and you're not doing anything at all. So you might as well be Maharher. You can't do anything else because you want to do exactly what the Tibur is doing. So now we're in Chaf Aleph and Aleph, or Tfila. Dover Shat Tibur Oskimbo, Vatanah Hayom, Bidivinisko Shubal Keri Loyasa. What about tefillah? It's something that Tzibur is ozek in. It says in the Mishnah that if you're standing in the middle of Shemona Esrei and you realize you're a Balkari, don't stop, but be Mekatzer. Time to ask, the reason why is because you started Halo Asko, Halo Yasko. But if you didn't start yet, you realize you're a Balkari, you shouldn't start at all. Why? You should do what the Tzibur is doing. At least be Maharher. Why does it say not do it at all? You just be Maharher. If you say Shaini Tefillah, Delis Ba Malchus Shemayim, no, tefillah is different. That's not Malchus Shemayim. Since tefillah is just that, we'll say don't do it at all. But Kriya Shema, which is Malchus Shemayim, you got to do it. What about benching? There is no Malchus Shemayim. It says that a Balkari can bench. Listen, if you can bench, then you might as well do Shemona Esrei. So what's going on here? Like Kriya Shema, Birchus Hamazon, Deol Raisa, Tefillah, Rabbanu. Must be that Tefillah is Rabbanu, and Birchus Shema, Birchus Hamazon, and Kriya Shema is Deol Raisa, and therefore they're different. Sounds like over here that Hirhur is what we're suggesting for Birchus Hamazon, not just to say it out loud. We're going to have to get back to that, but really it doesn't matter because La Alacha, we're not going to hold this way anyway. All right, we'll stop with that.